A week after November's election and just minutes after Democrats had selected Representative Mike Sheridan to be the next Assembly Speaker, the Janesville lawmaker was asked what his top priority would be next year.
Campaign finance reform.
Sheridan said people were sick and tired of the mudslinging and campaign ads. He left the door open as to what reform might mean. Wisconsin Common Cause Director Jay Heck says it was significant to hear a legislative leader make that call right out of the gate. And he says there's a good chance some reforms will pass with Democrats running all state government.
The prospects for reform look very bright because of the political configuration. It's complicated to some degree by the very, very serious budget deficit.
Complicated because when you talk about a major change like full public financing of all state campaigns, you're usually talking about using tax dollars to pay for it. Heck says given the reality of the budget, his group is also looking at piecemeal changes. One would ban legislators and the governor from raising campaign cash while they're busy drawing up Wisconsin state budget. Another would abolish the campaign committees that are controlled by legislative leaders.
That would remove the fundraising from the Capitol or from the principals that work in the Capitol and back to the political parties where it belongs.
Heck says the legislature should also sign off on a measure passed by the Government Accountability Board that would force groups that run issue ads close to an election to disclose their donors. And if full public financing is deemed too expensive next year, Heck says lawmakers should at least consider full public funding for Supreme Court campaigns. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.